Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Zayin. We are on the top of Reish Nun Zayin, the page following 512. Simen Shin Pei Zayin is Shutfin B'mavui Tzrichin La'ori B'chatzeros. That although you are partners and Shutfin in a Mavui, which is the larger area, you also need to make an Erev in the Chatzer. As a little introduction and review of what's going to be happening in this siman, klapi what we had already, we really have three things. One is when you have houses in a chatzer, if everyone contributes bread, you make an eruv in the chatzer to allow everyone to carry from their houses to the chatzer, and from house to house to the chatzer. Then there's an eruv chatzeros that two chatzeros can make. If there's a Pesach between them, they can join together through making a joint eruv. And then there's a Shitufei Mavuos, which is a Mavui, an alleyway with different chaseros coming out of it. They can all join together with one Shituf. So here what we're going to discuss in Simen Shin Pei Zayin is if you could do one and that can take care of the other one along the way. So the Mechaber says, HaMishtatfin B'Mavui, one who makes a Shituf of a Mavui, meaning you join together different chaseros around an alleyway, Tzrichin La'orei B'chaseros, you still need to make an Erev in the Chatzeros. Kedei shelo yishkechu at tinokos taras Erev. But the only reason you have to make an Erev in the Chatzeros is only so the children should not forget the concept of Erev. So really this shita holds, the shita of the Mavui covers everything, but so the kids should not forget the concept of Erev, you should also make an Erev in the Chatzer. Sharei eina tinokos makirim manasa b'mavui. Because the children don't recognize what's going on in the Mavui. Lefikach, therefore, in nishtatfu b'mavui b'pas. If the shita of the Mavui was made with bread, somchin olav, you can rely on that alone. Ve'ein tzrichim la'arei b'chatzeros, and you do not have to make an erev in the chatzeros. Sharei atinokos makirim b'pas. Because the kids recognize bread. So any other food that you're going to use for a shituf, and we just finished learning that any kind of food could be used for a shituf, so then, you'd have to make an Erev in the Chatzeros. But if the Shituf is made out of bread, so then we assume the kids will recognize it, they know where the bread is, and therefore that will cover the Erev Chatzeros, and we're not worried about the Tinokos. That is Shita number one. Shita number two, V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shem lo Erva kol Chatzer la'atzma. If each Chatzer do not make their own Erev, Ein somchen ala Shituf, you cannot rely on the overall Shituf. Avol, kishakol chotzer erva l'atzma. But if every chotzer made their own erev, the achakach nishtatfu b'mavui, and then they made one big shituf over the whole mavui, v'lo ervu derel psachim shebeneihem. So although each chotzer made their own private erev, they did not make an erev between chotzer to chotzer, which allows you to carry directly through the Pesach from one chotzer to the other chotzer. So basically they made an Erev in each chatzer, and then they want to make a shituf overall, so mutarin lishtamish b'chatzeros shabamavui derech psachim shabeneihem. Since they made an Erev in each chatzer, and they made a shituf overall, so they are allowed to also carry from chatzer to chatzer within the mavui, through the doorways that are between the chatzeros, shesomchen al shituf b'makom Erev. Because we can rely on the shituf in the place of an Erev. V'in Erevu derech psachim shabeneihem. If they made Erevin between the Chatzeros, the lo nishtatva b'mavui, they didn't make the overall sheet of Mavuos, so mutaros lehishtamesh ha-Chatzeros b'mavui. The Chatzeros can also carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer through the Mavui, she-somchin al-Erev she-ervu ha-Chatzeros der psachim b'mkom shitov. We rely on the Erev that's made between the Chatzeros through the psachim in the place of a shitov. So to summarize sheet number two, if you didn't make an Erev in your Chatzer, there's nothing to talk about, nothing gets started. But if you made an Erev in your Chatzer, and then you made a Shituf, that will cover the fact that you didn't make an Erev between Chatzeros, and you could still carry from Chatzer to Chatzer. If you made an Erev in each Chatzer, and you made an Erev connecting the Chatzeros together, that Psachim between them, that will help in the place even of the Shituf, and you could also carry from Chatzer to the Mavui to another Chatzer. So that is Shita number two. The Ramah then says, "V'yesh omrim shita number three, disomchen ashituf b'makom eruv afilu l'nishtatfu el b'yayin." So it's more lenient than the first shita of the Mechaber. This shita says you can rely on a shituf in the place of an eruv, even if the shituf was only made with wine. V'chein somchen ha'eruv b'mkom shituf. You can also rely on the eruv in the place of a shituf. Ula'el simin shin samich vav sivav ba'agok ha'safti. Earlier in Shin Samach Vav says the Ramah, I wrote The anu nohogim lachatchila, our minhag lachatchila is shelo lasos rak shituf echad bekemach. We make one big shituf in the city using flour. V'nirali atam, and it appears to me the reason is ki erev shalonu our erev shekol echad bibnei achotzer notzin lashituf. That every person is contributing towards the shituf, have a ke'erev v'shituf biyachad. That counts as an erev and a shituf together. Ulachatchila in lasos yoser, and even lachatchila, you don't have to do any more than that. V'hod she'tzrichu shituf v'erev, and that which the halacha really requires a shituf and an erev, like discussed earlier. Hainu bizmana gemara, that's in the olden days. She'bnei ha'chotzer lo nosnu l'shituf. The members of each chotzer were not contributing to the shituf. Rake chotzer erevu biyachad. Just each individual chotzer made their own eruv. The echot b'ibnei chotzer nosan l'shituf, and then one member of the eruv contributed to the shituf. Aval b'cheagavno l'kuyama in osim rak shituf echot. But in such a case, everyone agrees you'll only make one shituf. The iovid yoser, if you made more than one, ubeira chalav, and you made a bracha on it, have a bracha levatala. That would be a bracha levatala. So now let's go back over all the shitas together with the mishabura. Again, the first shita in the mechaber was that you can make a shituf in the mavui. You still will need an Eruv in the Chatzeros, so that the Tinoko should not forget about the concept of Eruv. So says the Mishaburis, if Katan Aleph, HaMishtatvim Mavui, Velo Mayri Bepas, as the Mechaber went on to say, we're not talking about where the Shita is made out of bread, Ela Bishar Mine Achol Numashkin. We're talking about making a Shita with other foods and drinks, so then you still need to make an Eruv in the Chatzeros of Katan Beis, Hainu HaChatzeros Mabatim. It means each individual Chatzer must make an Eruv Chatzeros, joining together the houses around that Chatzer. Sefkotan Gimel, Kedei Shalishkila Tinokos, Rotzalomar means to say, the Medina lohoyu tzrichin la'arei b'chatzeros apsuchos l'mavui klal. Really, in the Ikra Adin, there should be no reason to make an Erev in the chatzeros that are open to the mavui at all. Sharei moravan mushutotim kfar memela al yidei shitov shev mavui. Because they're automatically mixed together and joined together with the shitov of the mavui. Ela kidei, the only reason is, exera, we don't want the children to forget the concept of Erev. Sivkotan dalit. So the Mechaber says the reason why we're worried about the kids is because the kids are not makir that which is happening in the Mavui. Says the Mishabura, the Yomru, and they're going to say, Avoseinu lo irvu, our fathers didn't make an Erev. And therefore we require not only a Shitav in the Mavui, but also an Erev in the Chatzeros. But again, that's only if the Shitav is anything but bread. But the Mechaber goes on to say, if the Shitav was with bread, then you can rely on it. You do not need an Erev in the Chatzeros, because the children recognize bread. Says the Mishabura, Sefkaton Hei, the Ain Srichel Lar Bechatzeros, Koachas La'atzma. You do not need an Erev Chatzeros by each individual Chatzer. Sefkaton Vav, Shariat Tinokos Makirim Bepas. The kids recognize the bread. Mitoch Shapas Hi Chaye Hodom. Because bread is the life of man. Lefikach Makirim Bokish and Mishtatfim Bo. Therefore, the children do recognize the bread when the Shitav of the Mavui is made with bread. Umari Shenichu Hapas Bebayesh Bechatzer. When we're going to say that the shituf of bread can count also as the Erev of the Chatzeros, you must be satisfying all the laws of Erev Chatzeros. Number one, bread. Number two, it has to be in a bias in the Chatzer. V'hoya pas shleima v'lo prusa. It has to be a full loaf of bread and not pieces. V'ilav hachi lo mahani. If not, it won't work. Like the Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Gimel. This is from the Rambam, the Chen Kosev, the Rashba rather, in Avodas HaKodesh, the Chen Kosev, the Chidush of Daf Ayin Aleph, of Daf Ayin Gimel, the Chen Kosev, Rit Vashem, the Tamo, his reason is, the Elav Hachi, if you don't have these criteria in a house in the Chatzer, and a full loaf, Heyach Yoel Bimkom Erev, how is it going to help in the place of an Erev? Halo Be'erev Kaimon Detzarech Lanicho Davka B'Bayi Shebechatzer, when it comes to an Erev, we hold, it has to be specifically in a house in the Chatzer. V'gam Shleim Vetzarech L'Kulyam B'Erev Chatzeros. When it comes to an Erev Chatzeros, we learned that everyone says, you have to have a full loaf, Ayin Shom. So Mameila, we're saying over here, Lefi L'Fer Shita, that if it's bread, the Shitav covers the Erev, but in order for the Shitav to cover the Erev, the Shitav has to follow the criteria that an Erev needs, i.e. that it's bedafka bread, it has to be a full loaf, it has to be in a bias in the chotzer. That is the end of the Mishabura's explanation of Shita number one. Shita number two said that Yesh Omrim, that if you do not make an Erev in each chotzer, you cannot rely on the Shitav. What the Shitav can help for is if you made an Erev in each individual chotzer, but you didn't make an Erev combining the chatzeros together, the Shitav can help that you can carry from chatzer to chatzer without the mavui, and the Shitav can help if you didn't make the Erev chatzeros between the chatzeros, you can also carry between the chatzeros. Says the Mishabura, Sefkot and Zayin, Ein Somchel al HaShitav. According to this, Yesh Omrim, If you did not make an Eir of an Ish Chatzar, you cannot rely on the Shituf. Sheshituf ha-movui eino moel elo l'chaber kol ha-chatzeros mavu yachad. All the Shituf accomplishes is that it joins together all the chatzeros with the mavui. Avalo l'chaber ha-batim en ha-chatzeros. But the Shituf does not help to join together the houses in the Chatzar. She'emutra ha-yideza l'hotzim en ha-bayis l'chatzar, to allow you to carry from the house of the Chatzar. That's not the job of a Shituf. And therefore, if there is no Eir of chatzeros, the Shituf will not help for that. But the Mechaber said, but when each chatzer made their own Erev, then they made a shituf together, but they didn't make an Erev between the two connecting chatzeros, it's still going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Hainu, Lahotzi me chatzer lachatzer, you can carry from chatzer to chatzer, Kalim sheshasu babayis, Kalim that started on Shabbos in the house. So even though there is no Erev chatzeros connecting these two chatzeros that are Pesah between them, you can still carry from one to the other things that start off in the house because of the overall shituf in the Mavui. V'yatam, the reason is, the kishem shashituf mechaber l'kola chatzeros shiyamutu l'tata mehen l'mavui, the same way the shituf helps to join together the chatzeros that you can carry from them into the Mavui, so kein mechabron shiyamutu l'tata mezelezeh, so too the shituf helps that you can carry from one chatzer directly through a Pesach into another chatzer. Then the Ramah comes into play. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes goes on the Ramah. The Ramah brought opinion number 3, which is the most lenient, that there are those who say you can rely on a shituf instead of an Erev, even if you only use wine, which is not allowed to be used for an Erev. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Afal Gav de Eruvei Chatzeros lo mahani ba'al mokiim bepas. Even though, as we learned many times, an Erev Chatzeros only helps if it's bread. Hach over here, migo de mahani l'inyan shituf, since the wine helps for a shituf, de mahani afilu b'shar ochlar mashkim, because as we know, a shituf can be used from any food or drink. So mahani nami l'inyan Erev Chatzeros, that can work also for the Erev Chatzeros. As opposed to shituf number 1 of the Mechaber, that if you want to make the shituf cover the Erev, you have to have bread and all the criteria of an Erev, this shituf is much more lenient. As long as you're using something that's good for the shituf, migu that it's good for the shituf, in this case, will also be good for the Erev. Sekotan Yud goes on the next point in the Ramah, V'chein somchen ha-Erev b'makom shituf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kfar niskar zeh b'divrei Mechaber mikodem, this is already discussed in the Mechaber, V'agav gurara chazar uksavo, and derech agav, it brought it in again over here. Sivkotan Yud Aleph. The Ramah then told us that I taught earlier in Shin Samech Vav, that our minhag lachatchila is only to make one big shituf with kemach, and then he gave the reason, ki erev shalonu shekol echad ne'achotzer nosin la'shituf havei ke'erev shituf yachad. When each person from the whole area contributes to the shituf, it's like one big erev and shituf together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afa gavdi yeshlomer detama minahu. Even though without the Ramah explaining it this way, we could simply and easily explain the minhag. Mishun de mikemach ofen pas. Because from the flour that we collect from everyone, we make bread. Ubet pas, and with bread, halokai melon the shita of malbim komeru. Even according to the Mechaber, the first shita, and certainly the feed of the Ramah, you can have a shita of helping for an eruv if it's bread. So therefore, yesh lomar, what is the Ramah doing over here? Why doesn't he just say, we're relying on the shita of the Ramah that I just brought down? Or the first sheet of the Mechaber, that if it's bread, according to all these sheetos, the Mavui, the sheet of the Mavui, covers the Erev Chatzeros. Why is the Mishnah Berurah, why is the Ramah, rather, coming on to this new reason, saying that everyone contributes, and it's like an Erev and a sheet together? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshlomai derotzo liyashiv ha-minog afli yeshomim shedivri ha-mechaber. Because although it's true that the minog that we do works very nicely with shita number 1 of the Mechaber and the shita of the Ramah, but the Ramah wants to answer up our minog even lefit the shita of the Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber, the most machmir shita. Teheicha shelo eruv kol chatzer la'atzma, that even in a case where each chatzer did not make their own eruv, lukuliyama ein som chana l'shita mokam eruv, that shita said, you cannot rely on the shita in the place of an eruv. The anan no haginan de ein osen rak shita levat. So how are we doing what we do that we just make a shituf? So the Ramah is coming to answer that even according to that most machmir shita, our eruv slash shita works because everyone contributes and it's like one big eruv and shituf together. Aye, that which the Gemara tells us and the halacha dictates that you have to have a shituf and an eruv, that's only bizmana Gemara. And the way the Ramah explained that is that the bnei achotzer were not contributing to the shituf. Each chatzar made their own Erev, and then one person from the chatzar contributed to the shituf. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudbeis, Hikshah Levush, Levush asks, this is very funny, Ramah. Aleph, number 1, Mi Yomar Shebizmana Gemara Lo Nosnu Kol Bnei HaChatzar LaShituf. Who said that that's true, that in the times of the Gemara, that not everyone in the chatzar was giving to the shituf? Rak Echad Bnei HaChatzar. Who says? Who says only one member of the chatzar was giving to the shittah? Maybe everyone was. Number two, v'yoid, furthermore, lu yehi she'echav nechatzar nosan l'shittah. Let's say you're right. Let's say only one person from each chatzar is giving to the shittah. So what? Mabikach, what's the big deal? Harei hu mezakeo l'kulam. He's mezaka for everyone. V'avi ki'ilu kulam nosan. It's like everyone gave. So he doesn't understand what in the world the Rama is saying. That in the times of the Gemara, then you absolutely have to have a shittiv and an eruv, because only one person from each chatzar contributed to the shittiv. Number one, maybe everybody did, and even if they didn't, the one person giving on behalf of everyone else is mezaka for everyone. It's like everyone gave. Ayin sham, acho ikker. The ikker is, says the Chavos Chaim, sha'olam somchen al deya harishona, that the world is relying on the first shita. Shafilu lo erav kol chatzar l'atzma, even if every chatzar did not make its own eruv, im nishtatvu bepas, if they in fact join together a sheet of bread, somchen alav, we rely on it, ve'ein tzrichen l'arev b'chatzeros klal, and you do not need to make an eruv in the chatzeros at all. V'yoser tov lomar b'feirish, but it's best to say explicitly, b'shas hanochas ha'eruv, at the placement of the eruv, shemanichu gam l'shem shita, they are also putting it down to be a shita, v'bozei yotzei l'kuyama, that way you'll be yotzei according to all shitos, kemo shekosav ha'ritva behedya, like the Ritva writes explicitly. So the Chavos Chaim explained that we don't really need to come on to these other ideas. The main nekuda is, what we're relying on by making one big shitov, is that we're relying on the shita that's the most lenient, or at least the mechaber shita, that when you have bread, the second most lenient, that when you have bread at least as a shita, if it also covers the eruv. But again, l'chatchila, it is best to specify that it's working as both together. That concludes Simen Shin Pei Zayin. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will learn Simen Shin Pei Ches and Shin Pei Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.